And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The madness that has been taking place in Loudoun County, Virginia over the last several years has reached a new depth of absurdity, if you can even believe it. A female student who identifies as male walked into the boys' locker room at Stonebridge High School, started filming on her phone, and now the boys she recorded are being investigated for sexual harassment. Their crime? Expressing discomfort among themselves, saying things like, "There's a girl in here." The girl who violated school policy by recording minors in a locker room faces no punishment, while the boys who were victimized are being prosecuted. The Virginia Attorney General and U.S. Department of Education are both investigating this incident, but somehow parents just keep sending their kids to Loudoun County schools. Colorado's Christian persecution continues as a Christian camp I'd Rather Have Jesus, expects to be shut down under Governor Jared Polis's transgender law. The 77-year-old camp, operating on 262 acres since 1948, faces closure for maintaining biblical standards that God has immutably created each person as either male or female. Polis's law demands the camp allow children to use bathrooms and bedrooms based on gender identity, forcing Christians to choose between their convictions and the law. And one observer noted, LGBTism has become Colorado's official state religion that we all must worship accordingly. But enforcement of actual laws has been producing pretty remarkable results in Colorado, as Denver's homicide rate plummeted 58% in the first quarter after ICE began its crackdown. Who would have guessed it? Removing violent foreign criminals makes communities safer. Meanwhile, the Trump administration deported 8 murderers and rapists to South Sudan, criminals so uniquely barbaric that no other country would take them back. This includes convicted murderers, kidnappers, and child sex offenders. Yet a district judge in Massachusetts is trying to force their return to America, leading DHS to slam the absurd attempt by a local judge to dictate the foreign policy and national security of the United States. That was their quote. A culture of death expands in Delaware as it becomes the 11th state legalizing physician-assisted suicide, with their Democratic governor, Matt Meyer, claiming it's about compassion and dignity. Timing is pretty grim, coming the same week after Joe Biden's team announced his cancer diagnosis. It always starts with the terminally ill, but it never ends there. Just ask Canada, where assisted suicide for the mentally ill was only paused due to doctor shortages, not moral concerns. And in corporate news, Home Depot embarrassed Walmart by announcing that it will not raise prices due to tariffs, noting that over 50% of their purchases are U.S. sourced and no single foreign country will represent more than 10% of their supply chain. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.